Hey guys, we have some awesome episodes this week from LA. Great guests, fun shows. I just wanted to let you know, Chicago, I am coming this weekend. The Friday shows are already sold out. Saturday, I'm at Zany's in Rosemont for two shows. Sunday, I'm at Zany's in Old Town for two shows. Get your tickets now. Get the crew together. Assemble the group chat. Also, I'm going to be in Vegas at the Rio, the Cellar in Las Vegas, September 2nd through 8th. Come on out to those shows. We've got a great lineup, tons of fun. Enjoy today's episode. Hello and welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from the Comedy Store in Hollywood, California. That's right, people. We made the trip across the country. We're going to do a bunch of episodes straight from the Comedy Store, the legendary as Comedy Store here in West Hollywood, Los Angeles. I don't even know how to say the area. I'm so unfamiliar with what happens out here, but it is cool. What we want to do, I'm doing shows in Sacramento this weekend, and I thought I got some extra Delta points. Let's come a couple days early, try and get a bunch of people to come on the show that would be very difficult for me to get while in New York, and let's do the show out here and figure it out. And Fanny's here on the ones and twos, making a special sub-in appearance for Classic Shelb, and we're going to have a bunch of, over the next couple weeks, we're going to have a bunch of guests right here from L.A. I'm very excited, and sometimes it's people that I know, and then sometimes it's just like, hey, this guy's going to be great, and this is a This Guy's Going to Be Great episode. Brett Erickson, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Jared. This is very exciting.
It's exciting for me. I'm sure you know very little about the show.
It's very exciting for me because I work here at the Comedy Store, and now that you're here, I get to come in early today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I let me do you this favor on a fun Tuesday afternoon. Come in a little bit earlier in the heat.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And welcome. Join me.
Welcome to Los Angeles. I think you can say that you could call this Los Angeles. You could call this Hollywood. People do, but it's technically West Hollywood.
West Hollywood.
And if you're, I've been here for a few years, and that was a mistake I only made a few times because people in West Hollywood don't want to be called Hollywood.
Why is that?
Because Hollywood is filled with degenerates and scumbags and homeless people who will stab you. And West Hollywood is filled with very sculpted and happy gay men.
Oh.
So it's better.
Different type of stabbing.
Different.
So I'm a little familiar with the, you know, the gays come in, they clean up the neighborhood, and they let the Jews move in. Like, it's like, you know, that's the a tale as old as time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this area, I've come out here a few times, but just never, like, you know, just anytime I come here, it's kind of just wide-eyed, and I feel, like, really out of place. And the other thing here with people here is, like, and I was telling Fanny before we started, the scheduling here, there is no harder person to schedule with than an L.A. person.
Like, well, they'll cancel on you if it rains.
That's insane. I'm from Boston. I mean, Boston is the type of town where they'll be like, they want to brag to you how much the snow doesn't matter to them.
Right.
Here, I've heard of the rain issues where it's like, I won't even leave. People don't leave the house.
Mm-mm. No. Crazy. It's cloudy. We're staying in.
This is the thing. It comes from the top down. Okay. And I think someone said this to me, and I believe this now, that the top, you know, the top figures will cancel on you in a whim. So now even the bottom people will cancel on you.
Yeah, it's kind of a power move, too.
It's like, a little bit.
You know who I canceled on today? Huh?
Oh,
that's
my
what, you
God.
Know, like that kind
of
thing.
Nothing drives me more crazy. The illusion of work is really what it is. You're just dancing around, you know, hovering atop work and not really doing it, but talking about how much you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we've scheduled people, but it turns into a, can you do one? Can you do two? And it's just, I'm noticing a trend here. But you've been incredibly easy.
So. Well, I'm from the Midwest, so I show up for work every day.
And you're from Peoria.
You said it perfectly the second time.
The second time.
Peoria, Illinois.
And you moved out here 4 years ago, and what was the...
Well, I've been a comic for 20 years.
Okay.
But I stayed in Peoria because I have two kids. I'm divorced.
Got it.
So I was sharing custody with my ex-wife, and I couldn't move. Away because she wasn't gonna move.
Got it.
And so as soon as my kids were grown, my youngest moved away to college. I said, bye, Peoria.
See you later.
Yeah, so I stuck it out till they were out of the house. And then,
were your kids supportive?
Absolutely. Yeah. My kids are cool. They're all right. They're now both have graduated from college and they have jobs and they're doing things and it's all good.
And they got to be pumped to see you, like, move. I would think, like, there's two sides of it. It's, what the fuck, Dad, you're leaving. Or it's, let's go get it.
Yeah, no, I think it's more let's go get it. Aside from the fact that they both had, you know, they both went on, like, my son moved to Chicago.
Sure.
My daughter was in college, and, you know. And
they were going, doing their thing.
Yeah, they're gone. I'm. Yeah. My daughter doesn't want me to move to college with
her.
So it was all, so
Dad's here.
Honey.
I'm doing the Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, so it's been good, and it's been fun to, you know, I've been here at the Comedy Store for a while, so it's been fun. To bring them here because they, you know, hey, here's Dave Chappelle. You want to get your picture taken with Dave Chappelle and Joe Rogan? Like, so they can go back and, you know,
and go brag
big
to their friends.
Dicks.
And,
yeah, back home.
And
so
just run Chicago with that information. That's great. Well, all of you guys need to go follow Brett. He's hilarious and awesome. At I Brett My Pants. That I already know we're going to hit it off. I already heard that. I was like, what's your Instagram and Twitter? At I Brett My Pants. Good to have you. I feel warm inside.
Yeah, I may need some advice as well before this is all
over. Well, we have some emails here. We're going to get to the emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Brett has a video podcast. It's called Issues with Andy. Brett, can you give the one... minute. It just started.
We dropped our first one last Friday. It's me and it's comedian Andy Andrist and two guys from the Doug Stanhope podcast, Chad Shank and Greg Shaley. And what we've done is we're all in different cities, so we Skype together once a week, and then we put the Skype onto YouTube. So what you see on YouTube is like a Brady Bunch style thing where all four of us are in different rooms.
Yeah.
And then we drink Bloody Marys and smoke bongs and, you know, just...
Is there any subject or is it just kind of like
we're
talking?
It's just talking. But if you know anything about Andy Andrist, it's getting the best out of him. He's a very, very funny man.
Okay.
And but he's tricky.
Okay.
So, you know, he's one of those guys who is extremely funny on stage, but way funnier off stage. Those guys where it's like, man, if you could just do what you do on stage, you'd be a household name. So the podcast format fits him perfectly because he can just sit there and then just chime in.
It's always a confidence thing, I think, with those guys where it's like, you know, he's like, you're kind of like that. The way he works is like he shouldn't be waiting for laughs. He should just go.
He has been Doug Stanhope's favorite comedian for, you know, 15 years. So that's a pretty ringing endorsement. And if you listen to it, you'll understand why.
And for those, I mean, Doug Stanhope is a legendary comic. I'm a fan of his. I saw him in an airport once and I just like kept my distance. I just watched him like it was the zoo. And I actually have a funny story. I was at Dangerfield. This was like 4 years ago. And I'm at Dangerfield, have you ever been there before?
I never have.
Basically, here's all you have to know. They taped the new Joker there that's set in the 70s, and they didn't have to do anything to it to update it, to like make it look like
Got
old
it.
70s.
Yeah,
it's a shithole. So I performed there a good amount. You know, anytime I can, I'm here and whatever. There's an audience there. Let's do some spots. So I'm there and I'm waiting to go on, and I walk in and there's a comic on stage who I know, and he's a funny guy doing his thing. And then in the back, there's just somebody yelling at him, just heckling the shit out of him. And the comic on stage who I know isn't really like, he's kind of laughing at it and he's like kind of going back and forth, but the heckler is going off. And then the comic brings on, he was hosting, he brings on the comic, on the next comic, and then he walks out and it's Doug Stanhope who's been heckling him from the back. And I think Doug was hammered, which,
oh yeah, you know, that sounds right.
That's not speaking ill of Doug. I know that he gets hammered. So right. I just see, and they kind of make eye contact and they give each other a huge hug. Uh-huh. And it was like, and the crowd had no, crowd just thought some guy was just giving the comic shit. It was just, and I'm sitting there like, what? Like, as if I'd just seen a ghost, like, I, you know, of all the clubs to see Doug Stanhope pop out of the shadows of. So it was,
he does some of his best work from the back of the room, so you were lucky.
It was quite a moment for me, especially as like a younger comic, only been doing it so long. I'm like, what? This is crazy. But, you know, so listen, let's do the show. You ready, Brett?
Yeah, I'm ready.
At I Brett My Pants on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow. Go support. Get involved with Issues with Andy every Friday on YouTube.
Yeah, there will be more. We're going to do audio as well. Audio only as well at some point, but it's so brand new and YouTube's really easy. So
and there's
that's
some,
where it is.
There's some YouTube specific people. We have people all the time. They're like, when are you going to put this on YouTube? I'm like, I just never got down that road.
Well, we're filming
this
one.
We're filming right now. There we go.
So maybe this one will be on YouTube.
Hollywood, West Hollywood, baby. Let's do it. How do you know if a guy genuinely wants to be friends and is not trying to bang you?
Wow.
Recently went to the beach with my three-year-old. She hit it off with another little girl at the beach, and the dad almost instantly came over and sat by us and introduced himself. It turned out we both work in the same field, so we talked about that while the kids played. He seemed like a very nice guy. Mentioned his wife more than once. I also mentioned my boyfriend more than once and wanted to talk about school choices for the kids, etc. After talking for over an hour, he asked to swap numbers to arrange play dates because it turned out they literally live on the same street, on one street down from us. The only time I got a little bit of a creepy vibe from him was when he huddled up very close to me when I was tapping his number into my phone and kind of looking over my shoulder, which seemed unnecessary. Can I take this at face value and just assume he wants to have the kids hang out and ask school advice or has no ulterior motive? Or is it weird, and do I need to be cautious? Casually told my boyfriend when he came home that our daughter made a friend at the beach and that I swapped numbers with her dad because they practically live next door, and he didn't seem bothered by it, so I guess that's a good sign. I don't know if this is relevant, but at least in my end, there was zero attraction to this guy. And generally, I didn't get that vibe from him either. But he was extremely chatty to the point where I was kind of thinking, okay, dude, I kind of just want to sunbathe in peace. Any advice would be much appreciated. What do we think? And you have kids.
I have kids.
I would understand. This is something I don't, you know, the play date thing. Did you see like moms out and this was like kind of like having a dog? Like,
yeah, I mean, we did that thing. I mean, we, you know, we had the same, you know, as our kids went through school. I mean, my kids are grown now. They're in their 20s.
Yeah.
So I've been through all this. When we went through school, we had the same parents we hung out with all of the time, and it's a normal thing. So I would say to you, I mean, if you're a female in this country, you should always be cautious.
Of course.
That's the, you know, start there.
I mean, that's why she's writing it.
Right.
You know, she's sitting there going, yeah, and you know, I think women have been burned down this road, been burned too many times to not think that there's like, okay, maybe this is about his daughter, but like, come on, dude. The daughter can find friends.
Yes. I think that it's a good sign that he mentioned his wife a couple times because
absolutely.
That's a key right there. Because if they're going to put that out there just to start with, that's kind of saying, hey, I'm saying this right up front.
It's letting down the guard.
We're not doing that. So I would say based on that, I think it's okay. I wouldn't be too concerned about this guy. Now, I think that in general, maybe this is a cynical point of view.
Sure.
But the next question would be, not are you attracted to him, but is he attractive? Because okay. if he is an ugly guy and you are a pretty woman, even if he is not trying to bang you, he would.
Yeah.
You see, you know what I mean? So you got to kind of...
Yeah, the would you game amongst men would make women fucking lose their minds.
Right.
If you were to sit, if we had the one-way glass mirror and had a group of women behind the mirror and then a you know, like one of those, what are they called? The testing groups?
Yeah, like
fuck, I'm going to get 30 DMs about this. What do they call them? The focus groups.
Focus group.
So if we had a focus group of men and we put up a picture of you, hypothetical you, the royal you, and you listen to these men, you'd be heartbroken and disgusted.
Right.
It would be, sure, I would. It would sound like all the men were kings of their own kingdom and could just take any woman they wanted. No matter how good or bad looking they are.
Right. Yes.
That's like, it's a very big divide, because when women speak about men, it's just a different type of vibe. I'm positive of this because I've just heard it, and I know I'm not there for women speaking about, I'm sure I'm making a huge generality, but I've heard men speak.
Yes.
And it's like when a girl says she wants to be casual and a guy says he wants to be casual. Mm-hmm. These are two different languages.
Absolutely.
So it's like, so for this woman, know that, yeah, I'm married and whatever, but I would.
I will probably. I mean, depending on, again, I maybe that's just being too.
Well, I used to play this game when I was working, and I used to sell life insurance. We'd go out and have coffee, my buddy and I, and this is a disgusting game, yes, but let me just say what the game was. We would just sit there going, we'd play the contract game, we called it. Every woman that walked by, we'd go, here's the contract in place. They won't have kids, no STDs. The minute you come, they will leave the room. Would you not?
And everyone was yes.
Everyone was yes. Yeah. It was like the amount of
not much of a game. But...
Not a game, but it was just fun to see.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're like, would you? Of course. And it was not a difficult decision. Exactly. Not a fun game.
And that fact is why this woman is concern to start with,
and because why she that's should
the
be
right. That's the default setting of men. So, but based on what she has said, I think that she should just go ahead and be friends with this guy until he does something to make it worse. Like it seems like it's okay so far.
I would let him disappoint you over text.
Right, <yeah. laughs>
that is safe. You know, don't let him disappoint you in person. Don't have him say, "Well, come over with the daughter." Like I. Trust in the fact that this guy wants his daughter, I think it's his daughter, right? Or his kid.
Right.
To be safe and have a friend.
Right.
I mean, like when you talk about your kids, you would want the best and brightest. Right. Whatever you can do for your kids, you would do, right?
Right.
So trust in that human instinct. I'm not saying like put your kid in harm's way, but I'm saying like trust the fact that if you guys have a play date, he wants his kid to have a good time. Mm-hmm. And then if he texts you and you say, you're going to know from his text.
And you can, over the next play date or two, you'll be able to tell a lot, because you can also tell, more importantly, is he a good parent? Because
that's a big
if
deal,
he's
right?
not, if he's not, it doesn't matter anyway. You don't want your kid around this other kid if the parents are weird and not doing a good job. But if they are, then that's the more important factor anyway.
If he's like, come to the garage, I'm fixing my car, the kids will play in the tools. You're like, okay, and then they're all smoking cigarettes in the back. That's your sign.
Come to this anti-vaxxer meeting we're doing while the kids play. No.
No. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Brett Erickson. @IBrettMyPants on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow, go support. Family friend I'd like to fuck. J Train, wedding wizard, sir of sex. Cue the lady email jam. I consider myself a 778. We have a rating system here on the podcast. Okay. Guys or girls can use it. This is for everybody. Face, body, personality.
All right.
It is the area code method.
Got it.
So a 778, seven face, good. Seven body. This is a hot ass chick. I'm a little self-deprecating sometimes, so I think I'm being generous. Wouldn't that mean that you're not being generous? If you're self-deprecating.
Yeah, I think, wait, yeah.
Well, good thing there's no rating for her English skills. I have this family friend that by the subject of the email, I'm sure you figured out I'd like to fuck. I also would not mind dating him. We grew up one street apart and our dads golf together. Since we graduated college, we have become closer and hang out occasionally. We don't have any mutual friends, but we have fun when we do hang out. I like him, but can never tell if he's just a flirty person or if he's flirting specifically with me. We went out, just the two of us, a year ago, and it was fun and nothing happened. We run into each other randomly out a lot, and our parents hang out, and sometimes us kids are there too. Our moms want us to get married and have all the Jewish little kiddies and live happily ever after, which is a lot of pressure, but like I see the big picture there too. Mm-hmm. Help, how do I take this to the next level without seeming desperate and or making a complete fool of myself and possibly ruining the great friendship? What do you think, Brad?
I think, well, I'm obviously, if you're both single, then yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
I was all for it all the way through this letter, mm-hmm. until the part where she said, both of our Jewish mothers want us to get married. And then I thought, well, now you shouldn't do it just based on that fact, because it's just going to, you're just diving into the deep end of craziness. You're going to, if you start dating this mm-hmm. guy, then you can't stop.
You're the pawns on the chessboard of life for these Jews. Yeah.
Yeah, you've let the mothers are now controlling the board.
I know. Listen, I don't know your background. Erickson makes me think Viking.
Not Jewish.
Jewish. Yeah. As a Jew, I know this game all too well.
Yeah.
And the thing is with Jewish moms is, we're going to work backwards, because let's start with the moms and the Jew thing. Anybody, you know, I think anybody of like, you know, live in the same neighborhood, that means socioeconomically you guys are on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
That's an even bigger thing.
Mm-hmm.
More than Jew, money,
right.
Then Jew, then, you know, they want their life to be easy. Everyone right. wants their, you know, I remember like when I started doing open mics, you'd see a lot of people that would bash. There was a kind of a open mic, you know, those topics that get thrown around a mm-hmm. lot at open mics, but there was always the topic of talking shit about your parents for being happy you're not gay. Do you know
yeah,
what I
mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know that subject?
Yeah,
and you're like, and I always used to hear that and go, I don't think they hate gay people, because they're saying they're in the whole line, the line, an easier life.
Right.
Is what people would be offended by. And I always say, I understand where your parents are coming from. It's easier for them to mm-hmm. give advice
mm-hmm.
and to look at you and go, here the, you know, and I'm not saying, and someone could listen to that and go, oh, you're on that side. Okay, if that's how you want to live your life, then I'm an evil fucking prick.
Right.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying I can understand why a parent would say something that sounds a little stupid and hokey, because they're trying to make their life
right.
fit the right way. I'm sure you are with your kids. You're like, just fucking get to the finish line.
Yeah.
Just don't die. Yeah. Get there. And I look at this and Jewish parents, any parents of any religion, ethnicity, whatever it is, they look at you and go, just be with someone like me.
Mm-hmm.
Just be with someone who makes as much as me.
Yeah.
Just be in a house that looks nice. Be with a family that I can talk to.
Yeah.
You know, like, let the in-laws be cool. Let me go vacation with them and go to dinner with them.
Yeah.
Make it easy on me. And it's like, I understand that. So you have to understand that is always going to be their goal, to make their life easier.
Yeah. Do you want to fuck this guy and make your mother right? I mean, is it worth it? Because she will be right. You are admitting that she knows what's best for you.
But she's also, I
even if she just got it by chance, you know what I mean?
You don't want to give the mom the credit.
Right, a stopped clock is right twice a day.
That's true.
It might not be anything she's done to be right on this, but she is going to have the appearance of, see, I know what's best for you, honey. I've always known what's best. And
there is nothing more annoying than a Jew that set you up. I set up two of my friends and they had a kid. I wouldn't want me coming near that house, because I come and I go, you're my child.
Yep.
I made you happen. And then I look at the kid and I go, and I take one finger and I put it into a hole. And I'm like, that's what they did because of me. I made them come in each other. You know, like I'm the.
Yeah, you walk into their house and you hold your hands up and you say, I made all of them.
Yes, I do that. That's not even an exaggeration. That's how I live my life. So I wouldn't want to deal with that. But I, you know. so that's the Jew part where it's like, understand that your parents are going to push this because it's easy for them and it's whatever. The problem I have is, she writes, I'd like to fuck. I would also would not mind dating him. Those are two totally different fucking things to him. Maybe to you they're different. This is, again, the language thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if someone said to you, you have a lady come up to you and go, I want to fuck. And you're like, what do you say? You're like, oh, let's go.
Yeah.
In behind a dumpster right now.
Yeah.
We'll get this done and then I will never see. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, the game.
Their game. The levels of it. You know, and if you said that to her, she would go, what? I said I wanted to fuck. Take me to dinner. And you'd be like, you said you wanted to fuck.
Right.
You know, like, where's the difference here?
If you want to date him and you want to fuck him, make sure you tell him you want to date him first. Because if you tell him you want to fuck him, and then you say, I also want to date you, he's going to say, too late.
The wrong order. I'd like to fuck. I also would not mind dating him. No, he's already come in his pants by the time he said dating. Yeah. So I think for her, if I was to give her, like, real, it's a couple things. If you go for it, your parents are going to know. You're going to become the topic of every dinner conversation. Mm-hmm. You're never going to stop hearing this.
Mm-hmm.
You have no friendship with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So stop believing that. This guy, the fact that he gives you attention during part of his day means he does have something. There is some level of attraction to you, I would assume. And mm-hmm. Brett, would you, like,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, it seems like he's into it.
People don't take time out of their day to be nice.
Right.
And so I would say to you, make the leap, but know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and if I were her, send him a text, be like, hey, I would respond to the next Instagram story he puts up and write back, hey, I was actually thinking of you the other day. My dad was talking about your dad. We should go get drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And don't do the thing you have with a friend or a family friend. You have to make it very apparent that this is a romantic gesture you're making.
Yeah.
Because don't hide under the, and also take the hint. He might get back to you and go, you know, I'm busy. Back away.
Right.
Quick back away.
Right. You don't want to continually exist in this in-between stage where are we just friends or are we flirting? Are we going to, is this romantic or are we just casual hangout? Like, you have to know.
Nothing is worse than your parents going, so I heard you hanging with Joshua, and you're like, and you, at least if you're fucking Joshua, you're like, in your mind, you're like, yeah, I am hanging with Joshua, fuck yeah. But if it's, I don't know what the fuck is going on either, you're going to hate your fucking mom.
Yeah.
Or my dad,
and,
but I'm assuming
because it's you're going to have to give some sort of answer to mom.
Yeah.
And you're not even going to know what the answer is. So and you're, how can you answer that correctly if you don't even know the answer?
The worst frustration in the world, not knowing the answer to Jewish annoying mother's question. What's going on with Joshua? I don't know. We went out. He doesn't
coffee. We went to a thing, but we went to the ball game. I don't know what.
But he doesn't like you.
Well, I think he does. But
what do you mean he thinks he does? Well, is he gonna take you out?
Well, we went for dinner, but it was like we split the bill. I don't
split the bill. The dad's a lawyer. Yeah. He can afford it. You know, like, that is the worst.
Yes, you're setting yourself up.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We are sponsor people. Woo! My Bookie. This is a new sponsor alert. Ring that bell. It's a new season. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders. Le'Veon Bell is with the Jets. Odell Beckham is in Cleveland. Who are you a fan of, the Bears?
I am a Chicago Bears fan.
I like the Bears as a fandom because they're not the cockiest of fans. It doesn't seem like there's a Bears swagger.
There used to be.
With the 85 Bears.
Yeah, there used to be.
I guess when you have the linemen running in touchdowns, that's kind of cocky.
Yeah, it went away quick, though.
Yeah. The one thing that hasn't changed, where I'm putting my money down on all the games, MyBookie is the place to bet on football every weekend. MyBookie has better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sports book, period. This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First place guaranteed to win at least $100,000, and it only costs $100 to enter. All you have to do is pick five NFL teams, NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge cash prize pool. So listen, I am a MyBookie fan. I'm happy they're coming on. Here's the thing. I'm not going to tell you to put $100 on the fucking, you know, super context thing. What I am going to tell you is Nothing is more fun to me than a day where your $100 is split up amongst a bunch of games. You get a little drunk. You don't have to worry about finding someone to do the bet with or finding someone to go on the other side of it. It's all played out for you. And there's nothing more fun than just having a bunch of tickets all over the board. When the Super Bowl, I'm a Patriots fan. My brother and I, we went and watched the Super Bowl down in the Caribbean, in Nassau.
Yeah.
And we sat, and the Patriots won like 12-3, you know, whatever the score was of the Super Bowl. We had bets all over the fucking board.
Yeah.
Some fucking, one guy made a catch and we're sitting there high-fiving and everyone else is bored. Because, why? Because we bet on like five catches by Julian Edelman.
Right.
And you can do that at my bookie. You can really take your Sundays up a notch.
Yeah, there's no way to care about the Chargers playing the Cardinals.
Unless
you have 20 bucks on.
20 bucks can really change a day. Yeah. And I'm not saying that, you know, and right here. I mean, here's what they're giving us. Here's your free money. Up to $1,000 first deposit bonus. Double your first deposit. So if you deposit $100, they're going to give you another $100.
That's nice.
That's called free money, okay? I don't know where else you find that. Use promo code JTRAIN to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie, MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code JTRAIN when creating your account to claim the bonus. MyBookie.com. Promo code JTRAIN, promo code JTRAIN. Go get that money right now here with Brett Erickson at IBrettMyPants. Get involved. The YouTube podcast, Issues with Andy's, every Friday. Get involved. I met his family, and then we broke up. I like bringing you the family ones.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You got a family?
Yeah, yeah.
You have a sensibility?
Mm-hmm.
This is why we're here. This is why we play the game.
I can't wait to solve this problem.
You're welcome, listeners. J-Train, love the pod, feather. I very recently went through a breakup and would love your insight on what the hell happened. So we're playing Monday morning quarterback,
like
mybookie.com. I had been seeing a guy for about 8 months and things were going great. We were always having fun together. He moved into a place very close to where I live, and from the outside, we looked like we were the perfect couple. So seeing a guy 8 months and things were going great. We were always having fun together. He moved into a place very close to where I live. I was assuming things were getting serious as he threw me a surprise party for my birthday last month and invited me to fly down to the South to visit his family with him at the beginning of the month. I loved his family. They even invited me back down in October. Suddenly, our relationship fell apart about 2 weeks ago. I got a message from a girl saying my boyfriend had been flirting with her and asking her for nudes. Well, that's a bad sign. got him.
Yeah.
I confronted him, and first he was extremely apologetic, and we agreed to work things out, build trust back, and I really believed he was sorry. The day after that conversation, he agreed to allow his female friend that he is not close with and isn't very nice to me to stay with him for a week because she didn't have anywhere else to stay. I was obviously having a really hard time with this, and frankly, it sent me into an anxious spiral all week. He stopped reassuring me, stopped inviting me over, and by the end of the week, we had broken up. He said he needs to, quote-unquote, work on himself, which is usually what people say when they're just want to get out, but what do you think? I'm doing well considering all of this happened out of the blue, but I'd really love your thoughts on this. I won't bother Shelby with a celeb. Our normal producer, Shelby, has a knack for doing celeb lookalikes for people that send in.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't want to, but I've written in before and you said I'm very cute. That's all I need to hear. Yeah, I'm sure you're very cute. So what do you think of this situation?
I think it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it sucks.
It hurts whenever you get your heart broken, but this guy is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You should be glad you're out of his life. Move on, because he has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he
dodged
a
bullet.
Yeah, he was already cheating on you,
mm-hmm.
and it would have gotten way worse, and the heartbreak would have been even worse down the road.
If he hadn't cheated yet, he was looking to cheat.
Yeah.
And here's what happens. If you're dealing with a cheater, doesn't matter, male, female, whatever, they can only keep up the lie for so long. So what happened was you turned on the lights in the prison yard while he was running out of the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's got to come back, and he came back for his lashings.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know what? I'm going to fucking kill myself in jail.
Right.
You know, like I'm going to blow this whole thing up. And that's, you know, that's a very crude way to put it.
He Epsteined himself.
This guy went full Epstein. It's true.
Yeah.
And it's and it's not that your relationship was so good. It's you found out how bad it was. And that's and now what you have to deal with, and I would understand that the hurtful part of two guys saying this to you is, how could I have been fooled? You know, that would be, and I understand that. That's like the worst thing is like, wow, this was going on the whole time. I'm a fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And to make you feel better, I don't know if this helps. Yeah, we're all fucking idiots.
Yeah.
We all want to believe love is happening, that this is the one, this is the great escape.
Right. The trick will be having the same sort of beautiful trust for the next guy, which you should have because because
and it's tough to do, you know.
It is tough to do, but you can't be like, you can't go into the next relationship and be like, well, this last guy was lying, and every, like, you can't be like, you know, trying to search through the next guy's phone when he's not around and doing all this shit, because now it makes you a different person, and you are a good person, and you want to stay a good person, and eventually you will find that person who is honest and worthy of your love. So don't sink down to thinking everyone is like this guy, but you're better off without this guy.
Totally. And you know what she did that a lot of female listeners, when they email in, they do this thing that I don't relate to. And maybe you're different than me, but I'd like to know. What women do, guys are almost so brutally confident and ego built that we're like, she's with me, she fucking likes me.
Mm-hmm.
And when women don't have that same ego thing, I can see it through the emails, where she writes a whole list of reasons that she was convinced he loved her.
Mm-hmm.
I met the parents. He threw the surprise birthday. Like, I don't know if I would look back on a relationship and think that way. I would just go, this fucking bitch fucking was getting news.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, here's seven actions that made me think she liked me. I just feels like this happens a lot with women. It's like,
yeah,
I do understand where you're looking back, and it's like, all of this, those are nice actions and meeting the parents, but it wasn't those actions. How you reacted to those actions isn't why it ended.
Right.
It wasn't, well, she met my parents, and the parents were like, get her the fuck out of here. Also, it wasn't, my parents loved her, I'm going to keep her.
Uh-huh.
Those that had nothing to do with this guy wasn't in for the serious relationship.
Yeah, it is weird though that he threw a surprise birthday.
Very weird.
That's a lot of work.
This guy,
and you have to know if you're doing that. See, because here's what I would say, there are some guys who are just like, they just live in this place in their head where they think it's okay to cheat. Where it's like,
I'm
a dude.
Yeah.
So I would say that, you know, he probably in his head did like her, enjoyed the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted it on his terms.
So it
doesn't change what happened. It doesn't mean that he didn't value your companionship and maybe, I don't say love you, but like, you know, he was in it. Like, he threw you a surprise birthday party. That's some sort of level.
Surprise birthday party.
That's
like,
a lot.
That's a lot. And it's also like, putting yourself in front of the friends to be like, I'm the guy.
Right. But that is why you're better off without him, because if this guy is willing to be, you know, catting around behind your back while going to that level, because if you throw a surprise birthday party for somebody, you are telling that person, we are in an exclusive relationship.
Absolutely. And the amount you have to rationalize, this is a crazy person.
Yes.
To rationalize, well, all of a sudden, I'm looking for nudes on the side of, you know, in the bathroom.
Surprise!
And also, I hope it makes you feel better. You're hearing two men going, what a trip of lies this guy had to take to get to the point of going, yeah, I look for nudes, but I also love this woman. It's like, that's a crazy person.
That is a crazy person. But I would say, my point is, I wouldn't go back through all of those things and say none of them were good. You know what I mean? Like she can still go, hey, I enjoyed my time with his family. I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. You have to separate the fact that he was, you know, it's difficult to do.
And take this to, you know, take these things to kind of judge the next guy. These are the things that made me feel good. Yeah. These are the things that made me feel bad. These are, you know, obviously finding out, having a woman
that's
out of the blue.
A tough one, dude.
Tough. And it's tough to get back on your feet. And, you know, this guy was an opera. I would say, to give empathy to this guy and a little bit, it's a lot like what you're saying, is like, he's not operating in a world where this is a fucking life ruiner.
Right.
You know, he was like, well, I asked for nudes, whatever, yeah. I wasn't going to fuck her. And it's like, yeah, dude, you fucking, you know, you had the surprise birthday party combined with that is a life ruiner.
Yeah. Yeah, because this is the other thing. When a guy says, oh, I've just got to work on myself, that's bullshit.
No,
he's not going to work on himself.
No.
He's
yeah.
telling you that to get rid of you.
That's the guy who was an idiot doing coke and then wakes up the next morning and goes, I'm done with coke.
Uh-huh.
And then goes, I got to work on some shit. And it's yeah. like, yeah, you don't want to be there for the next Saturday night where he's like, where someone goes, hey, you want to come in the bathroom?
Uh-huh.
You don't want to be around for that. Let him fucking figure that out on his own.
Right. If he was going to work on himself, he would do it without telling you.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsored people. Woo! ZipRecruiter. Okay? Listen, hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. That's ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. I'll say this. Tough to find people. Look at me. Looking for guests in L.A. Trying to make fucking appointments, you know, texting for times and places, okay? Fanny, tough person to find, great person to work with, okay? Fannies don't just come off of trees. We got to find the right people to work with, and that means you need a system to get in front of the right people, the right recruits, the right type of resumes. And ZipRecruiter is where you have that happen. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. Just stop wasting your fucking time. You're wasting your time. I'm looking you right in the face. You are wasting your time. You're out here. Just, what are you on, Craigslist? Come on. ZipRecruiter is so effective. I'm going to repeat myself. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. That's ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain, JTRAIN. ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain, the smartest way to hire. Here with Brett Erickson at I Brett My Pants. Go follow. Feather my nuts. Send in your emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Caught feelings for fuck buddy.
Oops.
Are you in the fuck buddy world?
Not me.
No.
I am in a committed relationship of about 18 years.
18 years.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Married?
No. We've been together for a long time. We're married.
Of course.
We're married, but we're not married.
Why no?
Well, here's the thing. And I've gotten some blowback on this from some people.
Of course.
After I got divorced, I get along fine with my ex. Mm-hmm. We have a decent relationship, but it wasn't great at the end, as you know, that's what a divorce
that's
is.
What it, yeah.
So
you had one of those fun divorces?
Yeah.
No, we were actually great at the end. It was the beginning that sucked.
I threw a surprise party for her. But one of the things that was an issue was that she is my ex is very religious.
Okay.
So and I'm an atheist. So that
seems
ended
like
up being,
we
should have checked this out going in, yeah. but it didn't seem like an issue when we were in love.
That's a sitcom.
Yeah, a bad one. But one of the things that she said in therapy was that she had made a promise to Jesus that she would stay married.
Her buddy Jesus.
Yeah, and my complaint with that was, well, now I'll never know if she's staying with me because she's in love with me and wants to be here, or she's made some bullshit thing with a made up person
staying together for the kids, except the kid is Jesus.
Yeah. So after that ended and I processed it all and I met this next person who is amazing, and we got together going forward, I was like, here's the deal. We're in a committed relationship.
Sure.
We're looking at each other and saying it. So there's no way I can backtrack and go, well, we're not married. So we're in a committed relationship, but you're also free to go to a better deal if you get one. So now if she stays, I know she stays because she wants to, and I'm in a constant process of courting her. Because if I stop, then she's going to be like, well, I can go with another person and have a better deal.
You've really worked this explanation out. I believe it. I'm on your side, Brett.
Not a lot of people are going to be on my side.
No, but it sounds like 18 years worth of practice went into that explanation. You just gave it and then almost passed out.
I got it all
I love that. That was an explanation that was locked up for a female to agree with. That wasn't for me.
I've said it before. I've been through this one before.
You read off your palm for half of it, but
I'm very lucky in that my partner is a very chill person.
Of course.
It's like she's not one of these, I need a wedding and I need a ring to show my friends. She's just not that person. So you also have to have one of those people.
It's got to be the match.
I would marry her if she wanted it.
Yeah.
That's my level of commitment to this.
But I like that it's funny that like everything, relationships, like, you know, whatever they are, like the family dynamic or you and your life partner.
There's no word for it.
Do you have to give a name to it?
There's no word for it. I used to do a bit about how there's no word for what we have because, you know, my life partner sounds like it's going to be a dude.
Yeah. It sounds like a couple.
And like my girlfriend
doesn't elevate
have the
her
weight,
enough.
Doesn't have the significance.
Sure.
And so you just go through all these terms and you know.
Did you have a name for it in the bit?
Yeah, no, it never. It was like there wasn't one. I just went through all of it. Like, was signif? I'm like, I'm not going to say that because I'm not 19. Like, you know, there's just all
Yo,
of these.
Yo, Tote's
things.
Been with her 18 years, bro. This is my signif.
So usually what we do, like it just, now what we do is I say either girlfriend or wife, depending on who I'm talking to, which can lead to some confusion, but I just deal with it. Because sometimes I'll be like, yeah, it's my wife. And then they'll be like, oh, I thought you weren't married. I'm like, well, we're not technically married, but we've been together.
It
turns into a whole thing, but that's still, there's no way around it.
That's so funny.
I should just marry her so that I could just fucking say it.
Everything about that last 5 minutes should be
I need to write into the J-Train podcast and get some advice now that I think about it.
Send it in.
God damn it.
You need a name for it. I would agree you need a name because this is too much. You're doing too much legwork.
It's a lot of work. It's been easier in California because she came out here with me.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually, this is what makes it work. She's also a bartender at the Comedy Store.
Okay.
So this is working out well. We're both professional alcoholics.
Yeah.
So it's not as much of
nice
a relationship.
To meet you. I didn't know my family was here.
We're basically just, enabling each other.
It's
beautiful.
A beautiful thing. Yeah. And I've said this on the podcast before. It's like, you know, my dad has this old saying that it was kind of a funny thing that he would say to me, but it always was very true, where it was like, he's like, he was talking about his family, like his immediate family. He has three siblings and a mom and a dad, whatever. And he goes, we're all fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's the outside people that will fuck us all over.
Right.
It's your wife that looks at you and goes, they're fucking you.
Yeah.
You're getting screwed. We're all good. We've all figured out how the puzzle pieces and how the wax has melted together.
Yeah.
I know where I have to back off. I know where I can speak up. And it's your wife or your husband that goes, you're getting fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother takes advantage of you. And and you're going, no, that's how the candles have melted over 30 years. And it's like you and your wife or your signif, you guys have come together in this whatever agreement it is that you've just explained. But it's funny to hear you explain it like you're in a courtroom because there's always that woman who's going to go, what, she doesn't want to get married? And it's like, yeah, that Jewish mom from before, she doesn't want to, you don't want to commit? And it's like, we've been doing this 18 years better than married people have done it.
Yes. Well, that's one of the things that's been beautiful is that she has a very, she's not Jewish either, but she's got a Brooklyn mother.
Okay.
Who is a very Irish Catholic.
Cool.
But is this whole, like, she was really pushing marriage for a long time because it's her only daughter.
She
wanted to have that wedding. And then, Carrie's brother has the perfect brother, who's a great guy, by the way.
Sure.
But he has now been through two marriages that both ended in divorce because they were terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, and it's like we've outlasted both of them.
And the two hippies waving from the West Coast like, ta-ta, mama.
Yeah.
What do you got to say now, bitch?
So we're good. I'm ready to dive into this.
Let's do it. Caught feelings for fuck, buddy. A longtime listener here in desperate need of your wise Jewish wisdom. A year ago, I met this guy on Bumble. We went on a first date, had 5 tequila sodas and great conversation and even better sex after. I didn't hear from him after the date, and when I reached out, he claimed he was getting surgery later that week. Didn't hear from him again until 2 months later on the dot. He hit me up with a late night, hey you. After 2 weeks of him trying to get me to come over, I eventually grabbed drinks with him. A week after drinks, I went to his place and we fucked. Since then, every couple of months, one of us will hit each other up and say, wanna bang text. We had last fucked in April, and I told him that this is exactly what it is and nothing more. Then about a month and a half ago, he hit me up again, and we've been seeing each other every week since. We went from seeing each other, not even speaking, ripping each other's clothes off, and then immediately leaving to now actually hanging out before we've had sex and cuddling for a while after. I've become super comfortable around him, and the sex is amazing. Last week, we used whipped cream, highly recommend, and he made me come twice in 2 minutes. Boy, this is...
Wow.
What a... you know, a lot of deets.
I like your listeners.
They party. I'm really starting to like this guy the more I get to know and find myself thinking about him a lot. The only time we ever really text is when we want to see each other. My question is, do I just let things keep happening the way they are and hope eventually we get serious or have a conversation with him? I don't need 100% commitment right now, but just want to know that there's the opportunity for growth here. Side note, we've stopped using condoms and he's asked during sex if he can come inside me. Even joked last week that even though I hadn't started my birth control yet, he should still come in me. Oh, that's a funny joke. Ha ha. That's what is we're both sitting here just shaking. Also took a note from the old J Train playbook last week and told him that I had gotten off to the idea of going down on me that the day before, and I've never seen him so turned on. That's an old trick that there was a girl that her boyfriend wasn't going down on her, so I was like, text him that you had a dream that he went down.
Oh, yeah.
And that you came so hard. And it kind of is like a motive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what do we think?
I think that you have... I was back and forth on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to be like, well, you know, you can just kind of let it play out for a little while longer.
Sure.
If you're not using condoms, and he... First of all, use condoms. Do not let him come inside you.
No, if these
things are happening, you need to have this conversation immediately.
You don't want to be vague about your relationship when you're not vague with the birth control.
Right.
You know, like, does that make sense?
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Like, because you're making a very definite decision with an undefinite, undefined relationship.
I had to tell my two children that I was divorcing their mother and moving out of the house.
Yeah.
Now, that is a very heavy thing to work through.
Very.
You could be pregnant. You could end up pregnant. You could have a life with this guy forever if you end up having a child. You can't afford to be casual with what's going on
here. And you can't be afraid to hear the answers. You know, like, you don't go... Well, I wanted to be polite. Like,
right,
what?
Because, right, totally correct. If he says, hey, I just thought we were fucking, then you can go, okay, that hurts me because I thought it was going to be more, but that's fine. I like that. Now put on 2 condoms, please.
Yeah.
Because if you are just fucking, then he shouldn't be coming inside you, and you should be wearing condoms.
I'm with you. The condoms, I mean, I'm the condom king here. I'm Mr. Condom.
I'm
wearing one now on all my fingers. The condom's a good gateway into this conversation.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, you say, hey, if we're gonna stop using condoms, I gotta know that you're tested and you're not seeing anyone else.
Absolutely.
It can be as plain as that. Like, it doesn't have to be, what are we? Hey, and that's something you can go, I'm on birth control. I am game for that, but I have to trust the person I'm with when I'm not going to use condoms.
Right.
And if that's not what you want to do, then still use condoms. If you don't want to have that conversation, still use condoms, and that's your right as well. But also, I think you, when with these situations that are like We used to hook up and it was casual, and now I'm starting to like feel like I want more. You have to start asking for more little by little.
Yeah.
So it's like it's almost like you're taking off the training wheels one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go from the one training wheel to the now you're on two wheels. So, but even slower than that. So like to her, I would say maybe the next time he texts you say, I can't get together, but I can do drinks tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit of a cat and mouse thing where it's like, yeah, I'm not going to just run over to, you know, to have the cum dumped over him.
Right.
You know, I'm going to.
That's a good idea.
You know, whereas you go and you just be very polite.
Yeah,
hey,
no, that's a good idea because that tests him.
It tests
without
him.
Having the conversation.
Yes.
Does he want to just hang out with you without the payoff and the whipped cream at the end?
Absolutely.
Because if he doesn't, then you're kind of getting your answer there, too.
Your answer is in the action. So
yep.
It's like, you know, so there's the condom route, but then there's also this route of like, hey, and being cool. You don't have to be mean or you don't have to, because a lot of times women will do this thing where they'll go, oh, you're just calling me over? I'll do drinks. And it's like, don't do that. You're revealing yourself too
right.
much. Hey, tonight's not the night for me. I could do drinks after work tomorrow if you want to do that.
Right.
And then he'll go, yes, no, or maybe.
Right.
No and maybe are the same answer. You know? So there's your answer.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Do we have time for one more? We got time for one more. You got
Let's
time?
Let's do one more.
Let me do some sponsor first. People, Dashlane. You ever have trouble remembering passwords? That is the... I tried signing into Hulu yesterday, and literally when it didn't work the first time, I go, ah, fuck! Like, it was like an out-of-body fuck. Like, I was so mad because I'm like, this happens all the time. I have 7 passwords with different, you know, different exclamation points and capitals and non-capitals. And I'm just scrolling through the memory bank of these 7 different variations
mm-hmm.
on the same 7 words. And it's every day with this bullshit. And you don't have to do that. That's why you should be using Dashlane Password Management. Dashlane isn't just your average password management app. It's the Ferrari of password managers. No more writing down or guessing your passwords. The average person spends 11 hours each year resetting their passwords. Listen, did you hear 11 hours of your year? 11 hours?
Yeah, that's probably more for me.
I'm on the higher end of that. Not with Dashlane. Dashlane is secure. It's easy. It's password magic. I'm a huge fan of what they do. It's made my life completely easy. It's great. Dashlane has an exclusive offer for our listeners, a free 30-day trial of Dashlane Premium. To redeem, go to Dashlane.com/JTrain. Dashlane.com/JTrain. If you have more than one password, Dashlane is a no-brainer. Go to Dashlane.com and start your free 30-day trial right now. Fix your password problem once and for all and support our show at Dashlane.com/JTrain. We're here with Brett Erickson. We're going to do one more email. At I Brett My Pants. Go follow, go support. I'll give you the choice. Ready?
Mm-hmm. All right.
How to ask for a non-exclusive situation.
Mm-hmm.
We broke up over distance. I need some JT advice or tough love. A 4-year-long sexual tension. Desperately need some action. Unmatched. New guy in the building.
Let's do new guy in the building. That sounds
this is a good
kind
email.
Of a, yeah, sounds a little bit different than what we've done
Let's do
so
it.
Far.
JTrain presenting a bouquet of feathers to you. Classic Shelby, today's esteemed guest. A new guy just moved into my building with his wiener dog. That's not the only wiener moment in a dog.
And he has a dog.
While I was away on vacation last week, my neighbor was playing with my pup in the lobby when the new guy and his dog walked in. Boom. I just imagine him walking in, like, just strutting in with this little tiny wiener dog. Per the building gossip, the new guy is really cute, and his pup loved the treats my dog had and wanted to know what kind they were. When I got back a few days later, apparently he had asked the front desk if they had seen me to ask about the treats. So I left a note with the brand and my number in case he needed help getting set up with the dog walkers in the area, and also because I was hoping he'd text. So he called and laughed when I picked up as he said he thought I may have been one of the older ladies in the building. What? So he called and laughed when I picked up as he said he thought I may
have... So he's never seen her before. Is that right?
Oh, I guess not. So he saw that's a weird thing
okay,
to say.
Okay, so no, now I get it. So this woman's neighbor had her dog.
While I was away on vacation last week, my neighbor was playing with my dog in the lobby when the new guy is, and then the gossip is that he's cute and loved the treats. He was asking about the treats.
Yeah, so he was, so now you know that his, he was true that he just wanted the dog treats to make the first contact because he didn't know
what
this
she
could
looked
be,
like.
Yeah, this could be one of the old ladies who lives in the building. And now he's finding out that this isn't.
Interesting. Yeah. When I picked up, he said, I thought I may have been one of the older ladies in the building. For background, he's 29 and I'm 24. This started a longer convo over text where I found out he just moved from Florida to D.C. for med school. He sent me pics of the pup and talked about hoping to connect about dog walkers and other pup stuff. I found his Insta because, of course, I did. And he lives up to the he's cute hype. How do I move this from neighbor dog chat to actually meeting each other chat? I definitely like to get to know him, but since we haven't actually met in person yet, I'm not sure the best way to move in that direction. Any advice is much appreciated. Love this.
Yeah.
Great email.
Yeah. I think that you do a doggy date. You go to a dog park with your two dogs, or you go dog walking together.
Yes.
Because dog parks can be tricky because it depends on the temperament of your two dogs. Some dogs don't like dog. I mean, I'm a dog owner.
Mm-hmm.
Our dog is totally chill, but sometimes you see at a dog park, it can get nuts. But do a dog thing with this guy.
This is like, you know, for the comedy fans listening, this is a yes and situation. An improv, it's funnier to say yes. Than instead of no but. Also, I just believe in swimming with the current. The current is the dog.
Right.
Swim with the dog stuff. And this kind of, this brings the podcast kind of full circle in the sense that, you know, before we were saying you don't want to be the friend, you want to reveal yourself as not the friend. This is kind of one of those where, because it's a little different. Every situation's different. That's why we play the game here. You have to use the dog as your way into seeing if then you can announce yourself romantically.
Right. And you might not want to after this.
Sure.
Like you'll both find out more about yourselves. It's way too early to say, I want this to be a romantic situation. First, you got to find out. If he's in med school, he's going to be very, very busy.
Of course.
It might not be a situation that even he's even able to give himself into a time to a relationship.
What the dog offers you, you know how restaurants have soft openings? This is a soft opening to the dating.
This is a soft opening to your soft opening.
There you go. Boom. That might be the name of the episode. I totally agree. I would say, hey, I know a great park. Would love to take you out. I know you're new to the area. Let me know if there's a good day that works for you. And that puts the ball in his court, and he can say yes, no, or maybe. Same as a date, but it's really just you saying, listen, we're both dog fans. We've had this great text conversation. Let's. I got this park. Come and hang with us. We're going to.
Yeah.
Or I would even do it this way. Saturday, you're with you got the dog. Saturday morning, hey, I'm planning on going to this park today.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to come?
Want to come along?
Come along. Mm-hmm. And then it's a no pressure. It's not a date.
Mm-hmm.
You can get to know each other. Soft opening for the soft opening. And then you'll go from there. From there, then it becomes a different email. It's, okay, hey, that was so much fun today. I would love to get a drink. Or my friends and I are doing something tonight.
Right.
Get the dog. Leave the dogs at home.
Mm-hmm.
But bring that wiener. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Brett Erickson, such a pleasure, man.
That was great.
So great to have you.
I enjoyed this very much.
Oh,
thanks
I'm
for
happy you
me.
Enjoyed. Thank
and
you
welcome,
so much.
And welcome to West Hollywood.
It's good to be in West Hollywood. I'm pumped to be here. I'm pumped to tape some shows here. It's good to be in the bowels of the Comedy Store.
It's an amazing building.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Go all of you now. Go follow Brett. At IBrettMyPants, at IBrettMyPants on Instagram and Twitter. Issues with Andy, Fridays on YouTube. I'm sure that link is on your Instagram
and all
that stuff.
Yeah.
So at IBrettMyPants, you can go to my Instagram. You can find all that stuff. If you're in Chicago, I'm going to be there. Zanies, I'm going to be there in Labor Day weekend. JaredFree.com, JaredFree.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.